The PSNI has launched a new recruitment campaign today. It comes amid ongoing concerns over its ability to increase numbers of Catholic officers. But could a return to 50-50 recruitment be the answer? The Justice Minister, Naomi Long, says she is willing to consider 50-50. I've been speaking to her and I began by asking Naomi Long if she supports the return of 50-50 recruitment.
Well, Stephen, I think the first thing is I support the police in trying to recruit new officers. I think it's a good move, and I know that they're going the extra mile in terms of trying to encourage the best people to apply, but also trying to encourage the most diverse range of people possible to apply, because I think all of us recognise that it's important that the police are representative of the community, and that's part of the kind of plan that we had in terms of how policing would be evolving in Northern Ireland. So it's hugely important, and if there are people listening this morning who would be interested in finding out more about the recruitment or who feel that they want to serve their community in that way, I would really encourage them to get in touch and find out more, because I think there are genuine opportunities for people who are committed to trying to make their community a safer and a better place.
But it's going to take a little bit more than the nice words from I nearly said nice minister there. It's not for me to say whether you're nice or not, but
I'll take it anyway, Stephen.
Okay, but it's going to take more than that, isn't it? So will you contemplate 50-50 if you mean what you say? Why don't you go for 50-50 recruitment? That'll sort it.
Well, because there are a number of factors that need to be considered before that decision is taken. First of all, I haven't been asked to consider that at this stage, because Well, we need to look at the recruitment pool first, because there are a number of stages in this. First thing is to encourage as diverse a range of people to come forward as possible, and that's what I'm working on, and that's what the PSNI are working on, and I think that that's really important. They're also working with a lot of partner organisations, so it's not just me that's encouraging people to come forward, but it's lots of other organisations that are doing that as well. So I think that's hugely important. And then it comes to what are the barriers? If we don't get the kind of diversity that we're hoping for, we need to look at what the barriers are. And if there are barriers to coming forward, we need to tackle those, Stephen, because it's not enough to simply dip into a very unbalanced pool and try to draw from that a balanced.
But you're doing everything this morning but addressing that question specifically as to whether you would contemplate it. So, look, I get that you want to do first steps.
Yes, I have said before, Stephen, that I will take it under consideration at the point where it comes. I believe that it's a fairly blunt tool. When it comes to trying to create diversity in the workplace, I think that it's a blunt tool. But it's one that's there to be used in circumstances where nothing else works.
I guess the point I'm trying to make...
I'm willing to take the advice and listen to the advice and the arguments on all sides when it comes to that point. But for now, the focus shouldn't be on the negative that we won't get a diverse range and pool of applicants. It should be about encouraging a diverse range of people to come forward.
I guess, though, the point I'm trying to make is none of these issues are new. Like, we've been around these houses many, many times. So you kind of know where this goes. There are people before you that have called on people from the Catholic population to come forward. It is not happening in big enough numbers. So why do you expect it to happen this time?
Well, that's not strictly true, Stephen. We actually have seen massive change within the demographics in terms of policing, so we have seen a change there. We've also, in fairness, we have seen the 50-50 requirements actually were done away with because we'd met the threshold that was required. The problem isn't just about recruitment, it's also about retention. It's about support in the community so that people who join the police service feel that they can continue to live in their community and be part of their community when they're a member of the police service. So it's all of those elements that have to be addressed. It's not simply about recruitment.
Why isn't there enough support within the community?
Well, I think that those are questions that I think all of us are aware of in terms of, for example, issues around intimidation and threat levels from some organisations, and we're aware of what goes on in communities.
Hard to deal with that, isn't it?
Difficult. Well, yes, it is hard to deal with it, and 50-50 recruitment won't deal with that, Stephen, because ultimately if people don't feel comfortable and confident and safe living in their community and working in their community as police officers, then that will cause a real problem down the line, and we will still lose those good people. So what we need to do, if you like, at this stage, is we need the most diverse range of people to come forward as possible. We want the best people to be in the police. police service, people who are committed to their community and who really want to make it safer and better. I think those people are out there right across our community from all different backgrounds, whether they're male or female, whether you're talking about people from the LGBT community, or whether it's about their religious or political background. Those people are out there and want to serve their community, and there are two things we can do. We can encourage them to come forward in this recruitment, and we know with confidence that they will be treated fairly. And the second thing we can do is we can support them when they are appointed as police officers, when they get through the recruitment and they get the job, we can give them our support as a community. And those are the two most important things that we can do. And if we get to a stage, at any stage, where 50-50 recruitment is back on the table and up for discussion, then I'm up to have that discussion. But I think we need to look at the whole range of factors and not focus on one slightly controversial and, I would argue, very blunt tool in terms of trying to redress any imbalance that would be perceived in terms of recruitment. So I guess what I'm saying is the important thing is that we
get... You're saying that you're up for 50-50 if necessary.
Well, I'm saying I'm willing to consider it, and I think it would be very foolish for me as the minister not to say that I was willing to consider it and listen to the arguments, because I think that would be the wrong approach to take. But I don't believe that 50-50 is the automatic response to a lack of balance within the police service. I think that there's much that we can do before we have that conversation, and there's much that we can do to support officers who are currently in the police service so that we don't have to use what are very artificial means and often controversial means of trying to redress an imbalance.
Well, the DP's Mervyn Storey joining us this morning. Good morning to you, Mervyn.
Morning, Stephen.
Good morning. What can we do?
Well, I think there's much that the Justice Minister has said there that I could concur with in terms of how we continue to work with communities, work with church leaders, work with schools, and right across the piece. And obviously, one of the deficits is the lack of the political public support, not only in words, but in action. Because
from whom?
Well, I think from right across the political spectrum, but particularly from the nationalist political leadership in the SDLP and in Sinn Féin. So I think that...
Are you suggesting the leaders of Sinn Féin don't support the PSNI?
No, I'm not suggesting that, but in words are no longer enough. It has to be action. But let me give you one very, very simple example, Steve. Take, for example, what used to be called the passing out period, which is now called the attestation, where the new police officers, the new recruits, take their oath of allegiance, get their card as a fully-fledged member of the police service of Northern Ireland. No member, no political member of Sinn Féin has attended that event. And what does that say to an attestation that I attended maybe, I think it was about 10 weeks ago, I'm not sure, way before Christmas. And there was a family there. I'm not going to name where the family came from, but from a nationalist area of Northern Ireland. And they were really concerned about their family member who had joined the police. But they were getting no support from the political leadership in Sinn Féin. And they felt isolated, and they felt let down.
Well, you're talking about an individual incident there, and I don't know the details about it, and therefore I can't represent what Sinn Féin may say in reply. But what we will do, sorry, Mervyn, what we will do is, I think one of the teams on to Sinn Féin right now, the pertinent question from the matter you've raised is, why do they not go to that passing out parade? Why does Sinn Féin not attend?
Yes, and I think it's only one example of many others. There's always, when we come to the discussion of policing, there's always the but. So, for example, today, we have a day which is about progress, it's about encouragement, I think it's a good day for the Police Service of Northern Ireland when they have the recruitment campaign, and all the positives around it. But when we come to a positive day, there's always a but. Dolores Kelly, a colleague, and I, who's on the policing board, Dolores and I have had this discussion earlier on another medium this morning, and Dolores said, yes, a good day, but we have to deal with, but we have to.
That's called scrutiny.
But today is not about always raking up those other issues. Today is about sending out a very clear, focused, very concise message which says it is a good career, there are huge opportunities. We want to encourage people from right across the community, irrespective of their class, colour or creed. We want good quality individuals who will join the police service and make, as their colleagues continue to do on a day and daily basis, a valuable contribution to other lives.
Because are there enough Catholics in the PSNI, Mervyn?
Well, of course, if we were being blunt, and I think the Justice Minister was good on the point about, you know, 50-50 being a blunt instrument. If you look at the sheer figure, 30%, no, there's not. But
so why doesn't your party support 50-50 then?
Because we believe that it's not the best way to go about redressing the imbalance.
What is the best way?
Well, I think that's what we have to continue to find other methods, other means of saying how we can increase not only the issue of the underrepresentation of members of the Roman Catholic community, but also working class. Remember,
what's wrong with 50-50?
Well, we've already said, and I agree with what the Minister has said, that it's a blunt instrument. That has been said by...
What's that mean,
academics.
A blunt instrument? What's wrong with it?
Stephen, sir, well, the thing that's wrong with it is, and I have called it this, it is institutionalised discrimination. So we're not going to go back to a day when we have to bring in legislative requirements which actually discriminate against other people. I think we have moved on enough in this society not to institutionalise that type of behaviour.
You could spin that coin and call it positive discrimination, couldn't you?
Stephen, here's the problem. You could spin these coins always a different way. But if we are genuine, here's the issue. We're really genuine about having a representative police force and about having a police force which has the right and respect in our communities, then we need to do everything we possibly can. Let's not forget that today there are people who will make a choice to put on a uniform, and for many people who, when they put that uniform on, they signed their own death warrant. So let's not try to airbrush or to minimise the real challenge that it is for any young person who makes a choice to join the police service. But having recognised there has been progress. Like, there's no other organisation in these islands that has gone through more institutionalised change, that is scrutinised more, that is held to account more than the police service of Northern Ireland.
Well, you mentioned Dolores Kelly earlier. Let me let Dolores speak to you, Mervyn, before you go this morning. Good morning, Dolores.
Good morning, Stephen. I don't have much time. The event's about to start, so.
Okay.
And I'm at the other end of the corridor, Dolores.
Well, it's good that you two are doing a little get together today. So hurry up, for goodness' sake! Stop giggling at each other. Dolores Mervyn's story was criticising both the Sinn Féin and the SDLP for not supporting the police enough.
Well, I refute entirely. I think Mervyn knows quite well, and indeed, public record will show that the SDLP took the initiative in supporting the transformation of the PSNI of policing in the north here, and suffered for doing so, both politically and through attacks from others. So I don't think the SDLP's position on their support for police is in question.
Mervyn's story, and we've put a question in the Sinn Féin as to why they do not go to the passing out parades of the PSNI. Does the SDLP go?
Yes, I have attended. Generally, they're
going this year.
Well, this, I haven't been this year yet. I don't even know if there has been one yet, because only 3 or 4 weeks into it. But it's generally held on a Friday, so we do try to get in and around with constituency work as well. So yes.
And are you as curious as Mervyn's story is as to why Sinn Féin don't go?
Yes, I think there are questions to be answered. They're in the lucky position of having three members of Sinn Féin on the policing board, and one would like to think that there could be some sort of rota worked out. But that's a question you have to put to Sinn Féin. The SDLP wants that this is a good day for policing. We want to have the best candidates stepping forward, and we want the whole community to support our young officers in the job that they do on our behalf.
The DUP aren't up for 50-50, Dolores.
No, but it's interesting that the Justice Minister hasn't ruled it out. It is a cruel but effective tool. And yes, there are other actions that need to be
taken. Why is it interesting she hasn't ruled it out?
Because I believe I'm correct in saying that I heard, maybe in her position as the Alliance Party leader, rule it out in the past. Unfortunately, the current membership is on a downward trend in terms of the number of young Catholics getting through to join the PSNI. And within the next, I think, 5 years, it might well be down below 20%.
Okay.
And that's unsustainable.
All right. Listen, so we'll let you two go. What event are you both at, by the way?
It's the
recruitment campaign, the new campaign for new members of the police service in Northern Ireland. It's a good day for Northern Ireland, Stephen. It's a good day and a good day for opportunity for many young people to have a career in policing, and they can go places when they make that decision. But we need to give them all the support, all the help, all the encouragement to do that job.
Okay, Mervyn, thank you.
Thank
you very much, Mervyn. Thank you, Dolores. Morning to you both. Albert, morning, Albert.
Good morning, Stephen.
Morning.
Stephen, I thought we were trying to get away from discrimination, and that's what 50-50 was at the time, was discriminating against the Protestant community. But I think Dolores needs to look at her own community, because we know in the past where there was that much pressure on young people, young Catholics, that they couldn't join or were frightened to join the PSNI, even the RUC in them days, that the IRA, and now we have the dissidents basically putting pressure onto the young people that they cannot join the police service. But the police service should be from a multicultural end of things. It should be from all walks of life, Chinese, Polish, Lithuanian, whatever you want.
But it's about 30% Catholic at the moment, Albert. Now,
is that not
a problem in your head?
Yeah, but what about, say,
32% to be precise.
Say in this recruitment, they get more Protestants than they do Catholics. Do them Protestants get discriminated against? I know a man that had three sons that wanted to join the PSNI. This is when the 50-50 before was going on. And they were discriminated against because they couldn't join because, as you said, there wasn't enough Catholics. Fortunately enough, two of them have already joined after that. But they were discriminated against.
I think the 50-50 ran with the PSNI for its first 10 years until 2011.
Yes.
2001 to 2011.
In that time, because they weren't getting enough Catholics. And you can't blame them people. Them Protestants have put their names forward to join because of what the Catholic community was doing to their own.
But if you don't intervene in that 50-50 way, Albert, some people would argue you're never going to improve the problem. And it surely is a problem.
What is the problem? Do you say that Protestants who join the PSNI are going to discriminate when they're working in Catholic areas?
No,
or for Catholic people.
I think.
Is that what you're saying?
Well, let me tell
you. You're saying to me,
Albert,
that there is a problem,
Albert,
because the majority.
Albert, let me tell you what I'm saying. Rather, you tell me what I'm saying.
I'm telling you.
Well, don't tell me what I'm saying.
You're wrong in what you're saying.
I haven't said anything yet, so I couldn't be wrong because you're not letting me say anything. So what I'm saying is,
it's usually the other way around.
What I'm saying is that it is possibly an issue in some people's minds of perception and of confidence in policing. Not actually how it might play out, but confidence in policing. And if people from within the nationalist community know for a fact that the PSNI has and the population of Northern Ireland also, that they might think that it should be more balanced, that the police should reflect the population that it is serving. Now, what bit of that is unreasonable in your head?
Why aren't they doing a recruitment drive to get more Polish, more Lithuanians, more Chinese?
Maybe they are.
They're not. They're only doing. They're making a drive for to get more Catholics in. That's what they're doing. And you said about Sinn Féin. Mervyn's story said about Sinn Féin not attending the Passion Out Parade. Sinn Féin, and you said yourself, are you saying, that Sinn Féin don't support the PSNI? Sinn Féin only support the PSNI when it suits themselves.
Well, obviously they would have
that's the way they do it.
Well, they would have a different view on that, but I think
over the last 25 years since the Belfast Agreement, that's what they do. They would criticise the PSNI far more than anybody else within this country.
I think we need to let Sinn Féin speak for themselves. But a very pertinent question this morning, which we will try to have answered, and we will run a story on it tomorrow morning, is why does Sinn Féin not attend the passing out parade? This has been raised by the DUP's Mervyn Storey, and we would like to see if we can get an answer to that for you. William in Armagh. Good morning, William.
Hello, Stephen. I was going to say what already has been said, but it's recognised throughout Western Europe and all of these islands that you need to have a police force that reflects the community that it comes from, because if you don't do that, one section of the community is going to see the police as being different from them. Now, whenever the 50-50 rule was given, it seemed to be going the right way, and then when it was stopped, it seemed to be sliding back down again. And the police have tried every sort of tool in the box for except the 50-50 since then, and it hasn't worked.
By the way, I dare say that some people might argue that in this modern society, as well as this 50-50 being one of the aspects people are looking at, Catholic, Protestant, all of that, it is equally, you could argue, as important to have people from different socioeconomic backgrounds. For example, from more working class backgrounds as well.
I totally agree. So it's been recognised in London and the Metropolitan Police Force and police forces in France. No, I totally agree with you. The fact of the matter is that when we come from a different type of society and our history is not great, and if we end up with a police force representing one side of the community, we definitely are heading for a bit of trouble somewhere down the line.
Okay.
So I think every tool in the box should be used, regardless of Mervyn Storey saying about discrimination. There's a thing called positive discrimination, and it's not against any society. It's trying to correct the imbalances in that society.
Okay.
And I think that's where we need to go.
William, thank you very much indeed. The Nolan Show has been contacted this morning by the GMB Union about our top story around Belfast Zoo. Alan Perry is representing the union. Good morning to you, Alan.
Thanks, David.
Good morning. Tell us why you've contacted us.
I think, obviously, a lot of media attention has been around the motion that Councillor Maskey has put forward. And he clearly noted at the top of your programme about his three concerns. But one concern, I think, should have been number one, is actually the staff and the employees employed within Belfast Zoo. And clearly they have been forgot about at all this.
What do you mean?
Well, clearly, you know, when they found out late on Thursday night via the media, certainly, and then we hastily arranged a meeting with senior management on Friday morning. They would not have known about it, that this actual motion was going forward with the potential to close the zoo.
So what you're saying is, on behalf of your members, that you don't feel that the communication channels between management and the staff is being respected. You're finding out things through the media. Is that what you're saying?
100%, Stephen, yes. As I say, we found out late on Thursday night when this story first broke. And that's when we became aware of it.
Are people worried about their jobs, Alan?
It's like anything, Stephen. Of course, when they read something in the media around closure, of course they're concerned. And certainly we would be calling on management to meet an open dialogue around this, situation where it has now been referred to the committee and the decision will be made in the near future as to what happens.
Okay. Alan, thank you. Last call of the day. Gareth. Morning, Gareth. Back to 50-50.
Good morning, Stephen. Surely a better and a broader method of recruitment would be 40-40-20, which is what they use for the boards or the committees for integrated education. This would mean then that merit would be taken into account and wouldn't be questioned, and it would also mean that the general public wouldn't be looking at the police officer and thinking are they from one community or the other community, and it also would be more reflective of the recent polls that we've had, with the Life and Times survey or whatever, where people identify as being neither unionist nor nationalist, and it would mean then that we would maybe be drawing 40-odd% from the nationalist community, for example, yeah. But then part of the 20 would come from the nationalist community as well.
Gareth, thank you very much indeed. Thank you. That brings us to a close for the programme today. We're on the Sinn Féin and we want to know why they don't go to the PSNI passing out parades. That's a pertinent question. We'll get you an answer hopefully by tomorrow. Thank you for your company. I don't know what I'm doing today. I'm all over the place. But have a good day, whatever you're doing. Cheerio.